Welcome to On Topic. I'm Jennifer Fuller. With less than a month to go before Illinois' primary election, a lot of people are paying close attention to polling. But how important is it to know how those numbers reflect what the voters really think? John Shaw is director of the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute at SIU Carbondale. John, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Jennifer.
So people pay close attention to who's at the top of the polls, but does that mean that policy discussion gets lost along the way?
I think maybe there's an argument that the world has too many polls floating around. And so that the Institute, we've thought about it carefully. And I guess our view is that a poll well done can give a good sense of what the flavor and the mood is of the state. Secondly, it can provide a really important, useful tool for scholars who are trying to look at longer term trends. And third, candidly, it's a way of kind of branding the Institute and getting our name out there. So I think for our view is that they can be done in a way that is helpful to the public, but we're not urging policymakers to only look at polls as they make their decisions.
You had some polling come out this week that specifically looked at Southern Illinois and what they were thinking when it comes to top levels of government here in this state.
Right. Both in the region and the state, the mood is pretty sour. I mean, there's not a great deal of support for the current political leadership from either party. So I think the polls reflect the prevailing mood, which people can pick up just talking to friends and neighbors and church meetings and so forth.
That's what I was going to get to. I don't think anyone would be surprised by those poll results. But you mentioned that scholars can take a look at how things change over time. What types of things do you think you can find there?
Well, I mean, for example, my colleague John Jackson, who I know has been on this program a number of times, put together this remarkable study a couple years ago on just Illinois' political paralysis, looking at 8 or 9 years of polling data. And just reading through the report, it was a primer on Illinois politics. It was really a deep dive into the issues and the mood. And so that was something that I think people are going to be reading for a long time. And that's an example of a poll that really can do some good.
So with just a few weeks remaining before the primary election, what would you say to voters and what would you say to candidates when it comes to these polls?
I would say that, I think voters can get lost in all the polls, and I think maybe it's good to kind of set aside what the big numbers are and just decide if the candidate is speaking to their particular issues. And I think candidates need to, be statesmen, step up and do the right thing and not worry so much about the day-to-day shift of polls.
And you can find more information on the Simon Institute's polling by going to their website, paulsimoninstitute.org. You can also find news about the election and more at wsiunews.org. I'm Jennifer Fuller. You can find these episodes and more at wsiu.org.